Chapter 4. Gerda walked along the road. It was autumn now, and it was cold and windy. She was very tired and sad. She sat down and cried. A bird saw her.
"What's the matter?" said the bird.
"I am sad because I am looking for my friend, but I can't find him," said Gerda. "He is tall and has shoulder-length dark hair."
"I have seen a boy like this," said the bird.
"You have?" said Gerda excitedly.
"Where is he? Where is Kay?"
"He went to the palace," said the bird. "He and the princess fell in love. He is the prince now."
Gerda was very excited. She went to the palace, but the guards did not let her in. She had no shoes, and she did not look like she belonged in a palace. When night time came, Gerda walked around the palace in the dark. She found a door and went inside. She went upstairs, where she found the princess and the prince. The princess and the prince were surprised to see Gerda, but the prince was not Kay, so Gerda cried. She was so tired and sad. She just wanted to find Kay so badly. The princess was sad to see the girl cry.
"What's the matter?" she said. "Can we help?"
Gerda told the princess and the prince all about Kay. The princess was very rich. She had lots of money, so she gave Gerda warm clothes and boots. She also lent her a golden sleigh with horses and guards. Gerda would use the sleigh to go out and look for Kay. It was filled with lots of luxury items, like nice food and fur blankets.
"Goodbye," said the princess and the prince as Gerda left. "Good luck."
Gerda waved back to them. She felt very happy. Surely she could find Kay now. As the luxury sleigh went through the forest, some robbers saw it. The robbers were poor and did not have much money. They jumped out and surprised the guards. They took the sleigh and killed everyone. A woman was about to kill Gerda, but a robber girl stopped her.
"Don't hurt her," said the robber girl. "She will be my friend."
The robbers were bad people, and they lived a bad life. The robber girl was not good, but she was not all bad. Gerda told her about Kay.
"I will help you find your friend," said the robber girl. "We have a reindeer here. You can take him to find your friend."
The reindeer was called Bay. The robbers had taken him too. He was happy to be free. He wanted to go home, up north in the snow. Gerda and Bay the reindeer rode north. It was getting dark, so they stopped at a house for warm food and a bed for the night. The house belonged to a magic woman. She put Gerda to bed, and Bay told her about the robbers and about Kay. The woman nodded.
"I know the Snow Queen," she said. "And I know that she has a boy with her.
Can you help Gerda?" said Bay.
"She does not need any help," said the woman. "See how far she has come already. She is very strong."
"But the Snow Queen is stronger," said Bay.
"How will Gerda defeat her?"
"There is a different problem," said the woman. "The boy has a piece of magic mirror in his heart and his eye. Gerda needs to get them out."
The magic woman told Bay where the Snow Queen lived. The next morning, Bay took Gerda there. He put her down in the Snow Queen's garden.
"This is the Snow Queen's garden," said Bay. "You must go and find the palace."
Gerda walked through the garden. The garden was full of snow. There were green bushes with red berries, but they were all frozen and covered in snow. The snow continued to fall. The wind blew, and it was difficult to walk. The snowflakes got bigger and bigger the nearer Gerda got to the palace. The palace was made of snow and ice. It was very tall and very big. It was very impressive. Gerda took a deep breath and went inside. Finally, she could find Kay.